Blog Talk Radio.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the RYV Raise Your Vibration Online Broadcast. I am your host and moderator for this evening, holding down the studio until the one and only Our Lady Christian Nicole comes in. Today on our show, we are happy and excited about our guest host, intuitive healer Essence Turner from Atlanta, Georgia, as well as our regular round or regular host and panel of readers, me, Adam from Adam, as well as Christian Nicole. And we also today have on our show our astrology report from the one and only Leah the Sun Star, as well as our book review from Trayana. Well, I hope that you are also excited about tuning in and joining our conversation for today. There's so much happening in the world, so many different energies, so many things, so much going on. And that is why it's so important to know what's happening in the stars, what's happening in the world of astrology. So before we even get too far into the show, let's tune in and check out what our girl Leah has to say regarding the online broadcast. So we'll be right back on the air after we hear this short word from Leah about today's astrology.
Good evening, Raise Your Vibration Radio listeners. This is Leah the Sun Star coming to you with your astrological weekly advice. Now, I'm not an astrologer. I am an empath and I am a spiritual advisor. But everyone who knows me knows that I love new moons and new moon energy and using new moon energy to manifest. So with us going into the solar eclipse, I hope that we all have been taking time out to think about what we want our new moon wishes to be and putting energy behind that. So I just want to give a shout out real quickly to Nicole. Thank you, Nicole. She took advantage of the free birth chart and house appointment for this new moon in Leo and this solar eclipse that's going to be coming to us tomorrow on August the 21st. People have been going out buying shades and doing different things so they can go see the solar eclipse. But regardless of whether you see the solar eclipse or not, just keep in mind that you can take advantage of the energy of the solar eclipse and the new moon. So we all get 10 new moon wishes, every new moon. But what makes this new moon special is the fact that it's going to be, the energy from this solar eclipse is going to be around until January of 2018. So whatever you wish for right now, it has months to manifest and to take hold. So you want to put a lot of good energy behind it. So what I always do for my new moon manifestations is I take some time to write about 5 to 10 things down that I am grateful for. Because the only way you get to more blessings is to be grateful for the blessings that you already have. So first thing you want to do is make a list, a gratitude list, things that you're grateful for, at least 5 to 10 things that you're grateful for. And then once you've done that and you've reveled in that energy of happiness and things that you're grateful for, then you want to go on to write your new moon wishes. And you can say, my new moon wish number one is I am living in a brand new house, enjoying this house, having enough money to maintain this house and furnish this house the way I desire. You can set forth your new moon wishes and intentions, and then you turn into an affirmation or a declaration. So you can say, again, I wish I had a brand new home, and I was able to furnish it and to take care of it and maintain it and the way I want to. And so then you want to talk about what you can do to take action to get this new house. Now, you may be thinking, okay, Leah, I don't have the money for a new house. Okay, but you're manifesting right now. So then you want to start going to open houses and looking at new houses and doing stuff that, you know, people who are house shopping would do. Get an app on your phone. Start looking at houses. Start fantasizing. Start dreaming. What are you going to do to make sure that this intention starts happening? Are you going to start saving money? You know, just put a little bit of money aside for a down payment on a house. Whatever you desire to do. And then you want to affirm or declare, I am living in a new house. You want to write all this down. So that's three things. Write down your new moon wish or intention. Write down what you can do to work towards that or what you plan to do to work towards it, even if it's something small. Even if it's just you're going to listen to your divine guidance that you're receiving. Anything you can do, just write it down. Then you want to write down your declaration or your affirmation. So do this for all 10 of your new moon wishes. And then after that, you want to take some time to visualize. Actually get in the energy and the feeling of what you're desiring to happen. How are you going to feel once you get in your new house? Are you going to be excited? What's the first thing you want to do? Can you visualize yourself cooking in your new kitchen and what that's going to look like? You would have really put some energy behind it. And I also recommend that you draw. Drawing is really, really good. Draw something out. You can doodle. You can draw. And what I do overall is keep a journal, a manifestation journal. So, of course, in your manifestation journal, you are going to be writing about your manifestations, what you're trying to manifest. And then you start writing when the things happen and write out how grateful you are that these things have manifested. So, again, you get 10 wishes every new moon. But what makes this new moon special is this solar eclipse. Because, again, new moon energy, you know, typically you have between the new moon and the full moon, and then you should start seeing stuff manifest. But with this new moon, this solar eclipse energy is going to be around until January 2018. And so you really, really, really want to make sure that whatever you put your energy behind is something you really, really want, is something positive, and it's something that you have been waiting on. Because, again, this is the energy that you can use to manifest it. I hope and pray everyone have a great new moon and solar eclipse. Love you all. Reach out to me at LeahTheSunStar@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram at Leah_the_sunstar. I look forward to hearing from you all. If you have any comments about what you would like to hear, what you would like to see, if you would like a reading from me, please give me, hit me up with an email, and I will definitely reach back out to you. Love and light, everyone. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Leah. Hey, 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 everybody. This is Christian Nicole. So glad to be tuning in to the Raise Your Vibration broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio, as always. Always an exciting day for me. So, again, thank you, Leah, for getting us lined up with a solar eclipse. I know everybody's really excited about it. I've been warned to not look at the sun without your special glasses, or make sure that you have some special viewing glasses to observe the solar eclipse on tomorrow. So tonight, we have a very special guest, someone near and dear to my heart, Miss Essence Turner, and she's here to talk to us tonight about something that she does and something that she has to offer, and I'm excited to share her and all that she has to bring this evening. Everybody, welcome Miss Essence Turner. Welcome, Essence. How are you tonight?
Christian, I think we had some technical difficulties with Essence's phone. I think her call just dropped, but I'm
okay.
Sure she'll be calling right back in. But while she's calling back in and before we get her back on the air, I just wanted to follow up and get your comments and get your thoughts on Leah's message.
Oh, Leah is always really informative, and I love the way that she drives the point home to only put into your focus and only put into your consciousness, like, you know, right in front of your consciousness, only the things that you really, really want. So focusing on the things that you don't want, and how this energy is really going to be beneficial for that kind of focus.
Christian, have you decided what you're going to do for the solar eclipse, which is tomorrow? I think. Oh my God!
It is. And here, I don't know where everybody is, but here in Georgia, if you head toward the North Mountains, if you head toward the North Georgia Mountains, it will be a full eclipse there. And so you'll be right in the line of the shadow, which is really, really exciting. So I'm going to head that way. And I have some special viewing glasses that I'm geared up. I'm ready to go. So around in that 2 o'clock hour, between 2 and 3, I'm going to be posted up waiting to see what's jumping off.
All right. Well, I think we have Essence back on the call. I know she has a week line. So we're going to be working on that throughout the show, so y'all bear with us. And we also, Essence, I think you are with us. Essence Turner, Intuitive Healer, are you there?
Hello, Adam.
Hey. you didn't get to hear that wonderful welcome that Christian Nicole gave you because her caller had dropped.
Oh, girl, I hooked you up. I laid out the velvet carpet. I laid it out for you. In any case, we are glad to have you, Essence. FYI, for everyone listening, Essence is one of many things is that she is a radical forgiveness life coach. And so there is a lot of things that go on up under that umbrella, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about those things. But first, we just want to see how you doing, sister.
I am doing fantastic. It's been a really good day. Just been actually setting up some cool things on my website, some giveaways. So today has just been a wonderful day, just kind of putting things in order to be of service. So doing
fantastic.
Really well.
We're gonna make sure that we allow you some time to let everybody know about your website and all of those special offers where they can find those. So they can get the help that they need. Essence, I call it a tow truck, guys. The reason why I call Essence a tow truck is because whenever I'm stuck, she literally pulls me out of it just like a tow truck. So she gets the job done. First, I want to let you guys know about our chat room. If you all go on to blogtalkradio.com/raiseyourvibration, check into our chat room. We really want to hear from you all. If you have any questions, any comments, I mean, anything you just want to share, just shout us out. Let us know you're here. Come check us out in the chat room.
Absolutely. Tonight, our chat room moderator is the one and only Miss Lady D. Moore from Louisiana, holding down the chat room. I just made up her last name for her. All right. Anyway, yeah, so Sister D is holding down the chat room tonight, so please check her out. Thank you, Christian. And I'm excited about hearing about more about our topic tonight. Christian, what is our topic tonight, and why are you excited about it?
Well, I'm excited because I'm a big fan of empowerment, and I'm a big fan of healing the subconscious mind, removing limiting beliefs, and I'm a big advocate for shifting perception. And so
yes.
Essence has gotten some very in-depth training, and she has dedicated her life to this type of work, and I have seen what it can do for a person's life, i.e. myself.
Yeah.
So I'm thrilled. This is really a treat for us all.
All right. Well, thank you, Christian, and thank you, Essence, for joining with us tonight. Essence, really quickly, how would you describe yourself before we take a break? How would you like to introduce your work and who you are, what title you like to call yourself?
I like to call myself a radical forgiveness coach and an intuitive energy healer. And right now I'm dedicating my healing and my radical forgiveness work towards helping women break the pattern of dating the wrong guy so they can attract their soulmates.
Oh, wow. That's going to be awesome and exciting. Well, we'll be right back after this break with more from Christian Nicole and Essence Turner, our book review later on. And please, we want you to get ready to get your soulmate question or get your love reading question ready to be answered by me, Christian, and Essence, as me and Christian will be intuitively reading you, and Essence will be offering her wisdom on soulmate connection. So we'll be right back right after this break. You're listening to Raise Your Vibration online broadcast.
You're listening to the Enlightened Collective's Raise Your Vibration online broadcast. Visit our website, www.ryv.world, for more information about our meetups and to leave a donation. All of our contributions received are tax deductible.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers, shit, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Raise Your Vibration online broadcast. Back to our one and only moderator and host, Christian Nicole.
Hey, 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 good people. I'm excited. Let's get into it. Essence Turner is talking with us tonight. Essence Turner is our radical forgiveness life coach and intuitive healer. She has spent many years studying and practicing in this field, and she has lots to bring us tonight. Everybody I know. Well, not everybody. I can't speak for everybody, but I know several people, just personally, that are interested in finding their soulmate, and more so than that, interested in finding their twin flame, which from what I hear is different than a soulmate. So, Essence, just in the regard to soulmates, what exactly is it that you do for your clients? What is
right.
a soulmate?
Okay, so that's a great question. So first, let's talk a little bit more about what it is that that I do, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a soulmate. So it's not somebody, you know, some people don't resonate or understand what that is, but if you just look at it as being wanting to be in a healthy relationship or wanting to find your life partner, like, so let's put it in the context of that. So what it is that I do is I help the women that have, let's say, been dating for, let's say, like me, like 15 years, and I have had a pattern of dating the wrong guys, just ending up in unhealthy relationships with men that cheat, disrespect you, or you think that the relationship is going great, and then the next thing they're not answering your phone calls. And what a lot of women don't realize, yeah, you know that story.
I've heard it once or twice.
Exactly. And so I'm here for my sisters, because a lot of times we think it's the guys. That it's the guys, and I'm now here to say if you, you know, it just might be you. You're the common denominator in all of these relationships. Let's see what's going on with you, your energy, your thoughts and beliefs that are attracting these types of men and these types of relationships into your life. Let's dig into that, and then let's try to clear that. Now when you are opening up to love, doing your manifestation rituals or your prayers, that you are drawing in men that are on the same page and wavelength with you now that you're healed. Because before, you were drawing in people that were more attracted to your wounds or to the negative energy you were putting out. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. So I know that one of the fundamental rules is, especially about law of attraction and manifesting, in the law of attraction, is like attracts like. So if you are attracting a certain type of individual, then you are that exact same type of individual. And I think maybe it's easy to point the finger and do the blame game thing when we're not willing to admit that this is who we are, right? So how do you help them to see that perhaps what they are attracting is in fact who they are? And then what's the reaction that you usually get at that point?
Well, some people, go ahead.
Some people, I think, are I guess, open to the idea that maybe I am like this. And then I know maybe there are some cases where people are very resistant to admit. And so what are those situations like for you?
So, honestly, if I have this situation, and that's why I created one of the things that I created online, is there I witnessed this girl just talking about the bad relationship she had attracted. Just the span of time we were in each other's company, I would say maybe like 7 minutes, picking up to-go orders at a restaurant. Now, I'm just hearing her on the phone, and she's just telling these horrendous stories about her relationships. I would not interrupt her and say, hey, you know, I think you got an energy pattern going on, you know. And a person has to be in a place where they are waking up and seeing something's not right here. Because I really don't want to be the one to step in and say, honey, you got something, you know, going on. I really like for people to be in that place of openness and willingness, because then you're not at a place where you're trying to convince anybody. They're open. They see that something is gone awry, and they want to figure it out. So then when I'm speaking to that person, she is a little bit more open. And then usually once I share my story and what I've gone through, they're really able to understand how these energy patterns, the thoughts and beliefs get set up from childhood. And that's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand or realize, is that it, you know, it's not your fault. What you're attracting and drawing in is not your fault. It's just kind of some of the things that we saw growing up or beliefs that we unknowingly took on as children.
That's deep. Okay, so let's see. If we were to take a caller right now that has some questions about meeting their soulmate or what kind of person they've been attracting, could you help them in a snap, kind of pinpoint some of the things that they might need to shift in their perception?
Well, let's see.
I would love to see. I love it. She's like, well, don't call me out. I'm the real deal.
let's go to caller with the last four digits. 8361. Call the last four digits, 8361. You're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, hey, Adam. This is Ross. How are you?
I'm calling from sunny California.
Hey, Ross, do you have any soulmate questions, or would you like to get into soulmate conversation?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have a question. I'm more had on a college career, but I'll go ahead with soulmate question. I was wondering, if I have a soulmate, what would be the is it possible to describe the person, like the sign or how the person would look?
We have intuitive healer Essence. I don't know if you've been tuning into the show, but our intuitive healer Essence is a soulmate or love coach, helping to look for blockages and helping you release energy that is blocking you or keeping you stuck in bad patterns. So is there any particular pattern that you realize that you keep on going through over and over again that you may want to get some intuitive insight or coaching on regarding love and relationship? Okay, speak on it.
Well, what I would like to stop to do is stop attracting the same kind of jerks, you know, the guys that, you know, take advantage of you. Oh,
yeah.
They don't pay for dinner, they don't open the car, they're not romantic, they don't call you back. Like losers. I'm sick of that. Too pretty for
I hear you. Sometimes that pattern can come from a low self-worth or not feeling good enough. So maybe a lot of times when you feel like, and this may be subconscious, that you don't have something to offer, then you kind of draw in people who take advantage of you, or if you're a people pleaser, because deep down you feel like you can't really be you, you have to do things to other people, then you kind of, you draw in people to take it, that will take advantage of you. And this is all subconscious, but this is spirit's way of saying, hey, something needs to be healed. Look at the mirror. Look at what these people are reflecting to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I really get it. Yeah, it reminds me of that song, Michael Jackson song, Man in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it really goes back to you and self-love and self-healing and to see yourself as worthy. And then the mirror will then shift, and the guys who you then start to attract will reflect that to you.
Right.
Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
So have a
okay,
better self-confidence.
I have a question. I have a question.
Okay.
So I hear a lot about self-love, right? And
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of us would like to think we know what that means, and we know
mm-hmm.
what that looks like, and we know what that feels like. But what is self-love exactly? Is it the same thing as self-confidence and self-esteem, or is that something a little different?
It is a little different, Chris. That's a great question. Self-love is, at its most basic form to me, is self-acceptance. It is being able to accept the good, the bad, and the ugly about you.
Mm.
And just owning that, you know what I mean? No matter what anybody else has to say about you, what they think about you, that you think the best about yourself, your crusty feet, your acne, like just loving and accepting every part of you.
Mm-hmm.
Self-love is really about is accepting yourself and owning who you are, every flaw, all of it.
Okay. And so self-acceptance, that would say, that is to say that it is a little deeper than just being self-confident and having some self-esteem. And so being able to completely and totally accept yourself, and that's physical traits as well as character traits, right? You would have to find some truth in there somewhere. And how exactly do you break the barriers between what is true and what is not true as far as what the patterns that you've been living by versus the patterns that you probably would live by if you saw yourself with a little more clarity and a little more authenticity, I think.
So what is your question?
My question is, how do you get to a place of self-acceptance?
Okay. So the first thing you have to do is be willing to admit what you don't accept. You know what I mean? Is
mm-hmm.
to say the things that you don't like about yourself, that you aren't owning, that you are putting into your shadow. So for me, when I first started, I would have to say that I had to accept, like I've always had bad skin, and it comes and goes, but it's here more than it goes. And that was something that I had to be able to write down on a piece of paper. Like, I hate my skin. I even said, like, I hate myself because I have bad skin. But then the next question is, how can I love myself even though I have bad skin?
Mm-hmm.
So that's
okay.
The journey. That's the walk. And so for each person, the walk could be a little bit different, but my walk just had to be sitting and looking at myself in the mirror with no makeup on and understanding that this is not going to change. And also understanding that what's reflecting to me in the mirror has nothing to do with who I am on the inside.
Okay.
And that wasn't overnight, but it was a journey to that place where now I go out in public and you see one, teach my classes. I don't have on any makeup. Like, it's me. Yeah.
Very good. I get that. I totally get that. So it's about loving yourself despite what you see as flawed and knowing that you are not those things. In essence,
exactly.
You are not those things.
I want to say something else cause to make sure that I address her first question when she talked about soulmates, and even when you brought it up, is what I really wanted to when you every just about every person or the love relationship that you attract, even the hard ones, a lot of times those are soulmates. These people are here to like get your soul right. They're reflecting that not paying the bill and making you feel less important to them. These are your soulmates, actually. This is what you're drawing in for spirit to reflect to you what needs to be healed. But to have a soulmate that is not reflecting such painful lessons to you is the main reason why you do your healing work. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. It does. So, in other words, there are soulmates that you might have some very tumultuous relationships with.
Mm-hmm.
They are tumultuous so that they can bring out these parts of you that need the most attention or that need the most healing.
Amen.
So,
you said it.
So Roz, you might attract these losers so that you can somehow find the winner in yourself. And so really they're helping you by being jerks.
Well, y'all are in here preaching and lining up. Let's go to the call and let's get another caller, see if we can support another caller in helping them heal and attract the raise their vibration to get their soulmate. Our next caller is calling again from Atlanta, Georgia, and her name is Shan. And Shan wants to know about her soulmate energy and how she can prepare and align herself to receive a healthy mate. Shan, welcome to the show. Thank you for sharing your Sunday night with us. What's exactly your question or what type of insight are you seeking on your soulmate this evening?
Well, I'm actually sitting here with the person that I feel like is my soulmate. And
awesome. So what's the question?
To grow with each other, and I just want to know, do you guys see great things in our future, you know what I'm saying? Like, just whatever y'all feel, whatever y'all see, just let me know. Let us know.
Okay. Me and Christian will look into that intuitively. Well, we'll let Essence give you some of her top ingredients of how you can make sure you can let that relationship grow and unfold. I know Essence loves giving new couples and relationships and suggestions and recommendations on how you can nurture your relationship. So I'll let her speak to you on that while me and Nicole are looking too and find out exactly what we see going on into your relationship.
Okay.
Hey, Shan.
What's up?
Okay, so one of my top pieces of advice for couples or even new couples is to mind your own business. And what I mean by that is you or her or him, whoever this partner is, you do your own work and you let them do what it is that they're doing. So me being on this path of consciousness, when I first got in my relationship, it was like I always wanted him, like, you should be doing this or you should read this, you should. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I sound horrible. I mean, he pretended like he was listening, but what I realized was I'm not here to change him. I'm in this relationship for him to be my mirror and to show me what it is that I need to heal and shift. And that's what I need to mind my business. That's where I need to put myself at is what do I need to do and heal. And you know what? 3 years later, me doing my own work, now he is like, Essence, I need your help to raise my vibration. Can you help me set up a meditation? And so just by me doing my work, it has inspired him to do his. So one of my main pieces is just you do your work let them do their work, and you guys together will grow, and it'll just be beautiful. So that's my piece of advice.
Wow, that was some good advice. Kristen, you got anything intuitively that you picked up that you can share with Shane moving forward in her new relationship?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I feel the same. I feel the same way Essence does, honestly. Even before
okay.
you finished posing the question, I felt like sometimes we hide in relationships for comfort, right? If we dive into another person, then we don't have to focus on ourselves, right? And then when things go wrong, you can always blame that other person, or you can blame yourself and then just jump into another relationship. I believe the best thing you can do for any relationship, and that is romantic or family, your children, your boss, whatever your relationships are, the best thing you can do for any of them is self the exploration and self-discovery, diving into your own being, diving into your own self and discovering all that is there is the most beneficial thing you can do to any relationship, and watch the magic that happens any and everywhere you go.
Wow, that
oh, man,
was beautiful.
That's good.
Well, Shan, what I picked up is that there is an overwhelming possibility of long-term commitment and long-term partnership. But, however, right now, the reality of what that will look like beyond the emotional connection, beyond the yin and yang compatibility, there's a lot of compatibility there, and there's a lot of perfect chemistry and perfect balance. But the requirement for long-term commitment to be there, to really truly support another person for all of who they are and all of who they ain't, it looks like it's going to be really challenging in this relationship. Because there's a lot of emotional baggage that I'm seeing come up in a lot of different ways that you would really have to be ready to know what you're taking on when it comes to those mirrors that's going to be reflected back to each other, the insecurities, the hot and coldness. You got to get ready to go with the hot and cold. There's going to be moments where it's going to be feeling really good, and there's other moments it's going to be like, well, I have to honor my word. And so this will be a true test of will each of you both just as soon as the flame gets cool, will you want to depart and go elsewhere, or will you be able to say, no, we honor the commitment to each other, and we're going to be here thick and thin? So that is a lot of heaviness around the relationship. It's about beyond just the emotional intimacy and emotional creation, will you be able to truly, truly make a commitment to each other? Okay? Beyond just emotion.
Okay,
Shan.
Oh,
does
that make sense to you?
It makes sense.
Keep hoping, Shan. Don't
sound
so down.
I'm excited about everything. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to do what I need to do to make everything work. I just want to, you know, make sure everything is everything. So.
And so you shall.
And you will figure it out. I think you got some good information tonight, so we hope that just signs some light and progress on your journey ahead. Keep us updated. Keep us posted. All the best.
I definitely will do that.
All right. Well, it is time for a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation on soulmate connections, blockages, energy. We'll continue to look intuitively and see what we can find out about your soulmate connection. We also continue to chat our conversation with Essence Turner. And also, when we get back from the break, we're going to hear Trey's book review. This week, she's talking about commitment. And she creates these book reviews in advance, well before we even pick our topic. So it's a pretty nice synchronicity that she chose to do her book review on winning, choosing to commit, or committing to win. So I'll go right now to Trey's book review.
Hey, everyone. This is Trey, and today I want to share with you a book called Commit to Win by Heidi Reeder. And this book was written in 2014, so it's fairly recent. Commitment is the foundation of all great accomplishments. You know, whether it's in our relationships, our work, a personal goal of ours, commitment is really something that enriches our life, and it's not so much about other people as it is really about yourself. So, what is commitment? Commitment is being psychologically attached to something and intending to stick with it. It refers to our degree of joining and staying versus the degree in which we separate and go. It's about whether you are looking for ways to make that, say, the job or the relationship or any activity more meaningful and central to your life or not. A huge distinction for me in this book was the difference between promise and commitment. You know, sometimes we make a commitment when we're really making a promise. We're thinking we're making a commitment when we are really making a promise. And so think of promise as more like words that you say, whereas commitment is really about the action that backs it up. So to break this down a little bit more, or give examples, a promise is like saying, I do on your wedding day, whereas commitment is ignoring the flirtations of that super sexy hottie coworker of yours, because you know you've already got someone at home. A promise is signing your name up and paying the membership to join a gym, whereas the commitment is actually showing up in whatever regular intervals that you've decided to, and no matter how you're feeling that day, you still show up. Commitment overrides your fickle feelings, my friend. You got that? Yeah. So anyway, why is it hard for people to stay committed? I mean, that's a question that I have for myself. Research shows that satisfaction is the most powerful predictor of commitment. So you are most committed when your satisfaction is high, your contributions have been significant, and your choices are limited. I'm going to say that again. You are most committed when your satisfaction is high, your contributions have been significant, and your choices are limited. So to dig a little deeper with this one, high satisfaction. This means that the rewards exceed the cost or the troubles. You know, in life, not everything is sunshine and rainbows. So when the rewards exceed the troubles, that means that there's probably a high degree of satisfaction going on and you're more likely to be committed to something. Contributions. The book says that each time you bring your creativity to a work project, you spend money on a date, or you give your all to the football team, you increase your level of commitment. These actions are called contributions. Contributions increase your devotion to something. Contributions increase your devotion to something. You know, this makes me think of your time, your money, your energy, your resources. If I am putting a lot of time into something, if I am putting a lot of my money or my energy or any sort of resources that I have, that means that I am probably more committed to something. Now, alternatively or inversely, if I want to lessen that, then I lessen the time I'm spending, lessen my money, lessen my energy, lessen my resources. Whew, this is good. Moving on to choices. Choices. We'll be more attached to something if it offers a unique benefit to us and we just can't find it anywhere else. When choices are limited, yeah, that makes sense. We are more committed to something. Alternatively, if there's a
well, thank you, Trey, for that review. And back to Christian Nicole.
All right, sweet. Well, that was like right on time and in alignment with what's going on here today. So we've got about 15 minutes here, and we're going to get into a couple more callers. We're going to check into the chat room one time just to see who's there. And we're going to get back to Leah with some last tidbits on the astrology report. So can we shoot over to Lady D and see what's going on in the chat room?
Yeah, D, tell us what's going on in the chat room. Is anybody chatting with you? Are you able to catch anybody, or is it quiet over there?
I actually have two guests in a chat room, but no one is responding to any of my attempts to engage in conversation. But I do think they are in the chat room at least. We just had a third guest log in.
That's good to hear. Long as they're there, it's good to hear that they're there. We're going to go ahead and take a caller then. Adam, who do we have on the line?
All right. This caller is April. She is calling in Los Angeles via Atlanta. April, tell us about your soulmate question or insight you would like to speak tonight.
So a couple of days ago on my Instagram, I had put some sage up, and Patsy has said that my twin flame is coming. And so I wanted to know, I wasn't expecting that or preparing for it, so is there anything I need to do on my end?
Is there anything
if that makes sense?
You need to do on your end to prepare
okay,
for
well,
your...
I'll look at it intuitively, and I'll let Essence, she loves helping people prepare them to how to receive and prepare for love. Essence, what would you tell someone like Aiken on Shooters and a lot more people who also have had readings and information, and somebody say, love is coming, your partner is coming, your wife is coming, your spouse is coming, your husband is coming, the British are coming. But what would you like to tell a person that can really help them prepare to receive love or get themselves ready? And while Essence is telling you that, I'm going to look intuitively, April, and tell you what I see.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Well, just one piece of advice that I always like to share is that to make sure you're prepared, drop your expectations and stories. So what I mean by that is I hear a lot of women that say things like, well, my man should do this, my man should do that. And we have these stories and pictures from the past and childhood or our parents' relationship of what we expect somebody else to do. But if we can just come to the table open and being willing to see this person for who they are and what they have to bring to the table versus what you're expecting. And so one of the things I like to talk about is what, like, so a woman might say, well, he needs to take out the garbage. But what if in his household the women took out the garbage? You know what I mean? So it's like these kind of things, you bump heads. But if sometimes you can drop all that junk about what a man is supposed to do and what a relationship is supposed to look like and you guys come together and figure that out for yourself, your relationship will be much more successful. Does that make sense, April?
Yes, that makes plenty of sense.
Wonderful.
Great. Makes sense to me, too. I was going to say pretty much the same thing. I don't know if I'm tuning into your vibe, Essence, or you're tuning into mine, but we are pretty much on the same page
tonight.
Yeah,
we're connected.
We are definitely connected, girl. So what I'm feeling, April, is to keep yourself in focus. So you know how, you know, you're shining, your light is on, you're shining bright, you're feeling good. There's nobody around. There's no soulmate around. There's no twin flame around. It's just you, and you're feeling very good about where you stand in your life and things that are going on right now. Well, that light attracts that soulmate. That light attracts that person, right? And so what happens is we find each other, and then we start worrying about what we look like to the other person, right? And then things change and the light go down. And so we're always trying to fix ourselves when really just stay as you are. Just stay in tune and with yourself and keep yourself happy and be responsible. Know that you are responsible for that happiness and that the person that comes along is only there to compliment that as you are there to compliment them. And you don't have to do anything or cultivate any behavior in order for that to take place. So allow it to be very natural. Allow it to be very organic. Allow this person to just fall into your life like laughter. And it'll be fine. Don't put too much pressure on it. You feel me?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
So April, I definitely feel that there is some high vibrational situation coming in your life. Whether it is a partner or whether it is a job or a career, something amazing is coming to you, something that's very alive, there is a relationship that I'm seeing. I can't discern whether it's with another person or whether it's with a business partnership or some type of work or calling. But either way, I do want to let you know that the requirement that I'm picking up is you just need to be ready for the long-haul commitment. And you also got to be the thing I'm seeing you're going to be tested the most, whether this is the ideal career, ideal job, ideal partner, is your sense of worth and your sense of feeling how good you can stand it or how deserving you think you are. And I do want to encourage you to really reaffirm to yourself that you are worth everything. And it may not be what you are physically, but you need to know that as a child of God, as a lover, as a light worker, as who you are in your soul and your essence, you are worth everything. But I do see that the challenge here is your sense of worth and you're feeling like, do I deserve this? I can't believe this is happening to me. Am I really worthy? Is this a trick? Is this real? Will this last? Will it be something that can be long-lasting? Instead of just feeling like, you know what, I'm very worthy, I'll experience this, and I'll just go with the flow, as one of the ladies already said tonight. But something amazing is coming. Something amazing is coming in such a way that it's going to transition you into a new season of your life that's going to be very different. And, again, it's hard for me to really affirm whether it's a person or an event or a situation, but something amazing is really coming for you. Okay? So get ready,
yeah,
get ready, as my friend Pastor said.
That makes so much sense because I do struggle with, like, feeling like, am I worthy for certain things when good things happen? So, yeah, that definitely makes a lot of sense. And can I say, like, one more thing before we disconnect?
Sure, April.
Sure, go for it.
Christian, I listened to your I saw where Byron did, like, a live broadcasting of you teaching last Wednesday, and I just want you to let you know it was very great and that, like, it was very inspiring.
Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much, April. Remember to keep your light on. It's very important that you don't lose that. You are shining right now. Keep your light on.
Okay, I will. Thank you all so much.
You're so
April,
welcome.
April, good to hear your voice. All the best and everything.
Thanks. Back to y'all.
All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 3171. Call the last four digits 3171. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Adam. It's Darlisa. I'm calling from Kentucky.
Hi, Darlisa. Thanks for sharing your Sunday with us. Do you have a soulmate question or insight or intuition or help or support you would like to join in the conversation and share with us on?
Yeah. I'm getting older, and I'm just concerned that about where is my soulmate. Now, Adam, I don't want you to answer because you know me. So I would like to get some insight from someone else.
If I would have known this was you, I would have answered. I would have took your call, lady.
Are you serious? I was sitting here thinking, oh, he ain't gonna pick me.
I'm going to let Essence give you her tips and again, what she's intuitively picking up that helps you get ready for what your next place is, as well as I'll let Christian Nicole also speak on this.
Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
So my piece of advice here is to get out of that place of waiting and start living your life like he was already here. So some women, they're like, oh, well, I'll go do this and have fun and eat this way or dress like this when he comes. But start to do those things now as if he was already there. Start loving your life, enjoying your life, treating yourself out to eat. So when you're in that place of want and wondering where he is, like, that's the energy that you're putting out, and it's going to keep him away. But when you're in that fun, loving energy that you would be in if he was in your life, that's what draws him in. So start living your life. Start having fun. Also get clear on who it is that you want and what it is that you have to offer him. Another thing that I see that holds people back is fear. So when you're wanting to attract somebody and you say things like, I'm ready for him to come because I'm getting older, that has a little bit of that fear energy in it. So your mind, say that again.
You're right.
So one of the things you can like make a mantra of is I want to be in a relationship because I want to give and receive love. And mm-hmm. I can share this mantra with confidence is because that was my mantra. So I used to have a belief or fear that I needed I wanted a man to take care of me. Like, so that instead of it being too old, it was more so to take care of me. But when I put that to the side and said, I want a man, I want a relationship so we can give and receive love, that was a whole different energy and different vibration. And it took several months, but it came once I shifted the way I was thinking about relationships. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right. Wonderful. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Thank you, Essence. We now have Prophet BK on the line. Prophet BK has joined the read with us, and he wants to share some intuitive insight with our friend Darlisa on her soulmate and her love connection. Prophet BK, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. So as Essence was speaking to you, I pulled some cards for you, and what I'm sensing very strongly is you're ready. You're at the brink of the relationship that it is that you're looking for. But what I'm feeling strongly is you have to kind of take your focus off of, I see this list that you've written within yourself. It's like a soul contract of what it is that you want, what you don't want. What I'm sensing strongly is that the person that is coming is not going to match exactly the list that it is that you want. But the person that's coming, and they're going to meet you on a vibration, on a soul level. They're going to be what you need spiritually and on a soul level. So kind of take your guard down and just be open to how the universe conspires to bring this person into your life, because it's definitely time. And I see where you have done some of the work to prepare yourself for it, but mm-hmm. just remove that roadblock of you have this high, and I'm not saying don't have a high expectation of what it is that you want, but it's not going to come in the frame and the box and the shape that it is that you want, because you're very detailed about what it is that you want. The person that's coming is going to match you on a soul vibration.
Okay.
And they're definitely on their way. So keep doing the soul work on your emotions that you've been doing. Releasing the old negative emotions and patterns from past relationships, the stories of the past relationships that sometimes the narrative keeps going over and over in your mind. Begin to shift your consciousness in that area and just be open to stepping into this new relationship with a new heart that's just unabandoned and ready for that unconditional love that the universe is going to provide for you.
Okay, well, thank you. That sounds good.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you, BK. Thank you, Essence. And thank you, Darlisa. And I hope that that brought you some light and progress. And I look forward to hearing the update. Thank you for sharing your Sunday with us.
All right. Thanks for having me. You have a nice night.
You do the same. All right. Let's go back before we end the show. We got to tune back in with Leah on the solar eclipse coming up. Leah, thank you so much for opening us up at the beginning of the show and that astrological report. Finish us off tonight before we head out. Give us some really quick, what's the update we need to know about?
Okay, so the thing I forgot to mention was that when you get finished with your steps, so the first step, just to repeat real quick, is gratitude, writing a list of things that you're grateful for. So you want to start that out first, and you want to start that out as a separate list. The second thing, that's 5 to 10 things that you're most grateful for right now. The second thing is to start your new moon wish list. So when you are writing your new moon wish list, again, you're making your wish. You're writing down what you intend to do to make that wish, you know, to get that energy flowing. And then you want to write down a declaration or affirmation about that wish. And you want to do that 10 times with 10 different things. So then, like I said, you need to take a moment after that to go through each wish again and actually visualize it, put some intention behind it, put some feeling behind it. Visualize, feeling. You could even draw or doodle, you know, at that. And then the very last thing that I did leave off earlier was you want to do a closing prayer or some type of closing ritual. You want to release the energy. After you've put it out there, you want to say, you know, something to the extent of, I trust and believe that, you know, my guides, my angels, my ancestors have brought these things to me already through grace and perfect timing. They have manifest, or, you know, whatever you want to say. And then you release that energy. So you can say whatever type of closing you want, but you want to make sure you close with some type of closing phrase, prayer, or ritual just towards the end of it. And that's very, very important. Also, I love the conversation tonight. I love Essence and Christian Nicole and Adam and Berwyn. I love all of y'all. The conversation was so great. The book review was so great. And all I can say is, for my opinion, I agree with everything everybody said. And when it was time for me to get to my long-term soulmate, I really had to make a decision about not settling at all. And that was the biggest thing for me, is making sure I wasn't giving my body, my energy, my time to someone who did not deserve me. That meant I went 8 months without physical intimacy, but it was worth it.
Wow.
So that's my contribution.
Thank you so much, Leah. Well, thank you. You gave, that's a big contribution. Thank you for
that's
sharing.
That's one heck of
all
a
right.
sacrifice.
That was. All right, Sister D over in the chat room. Did anybody get in chatting with you, or do you have any final conclusion that you want to add to the conversation? Sister D over holding down our chat room, what's up?
Well, right now I am having an interesting chat with regard to someone who wants some personal advice with regard to not having a soulmate. And she writes that she wants a soulmate so bad that the universe seems to not want her to be in love. She's never experienced being in love, and the more she desires it, she feels like less is happening.
Fall in love with yourself. Yeah, I mean, the person that's always there, there's one person that's always there when nobody else is around, and that's you. You are always there. So if there's nobody to fall in love with yourself. And maybe that's why it's being prolonged. Maybe that's what's taking so long, is that fall in love with yourself and get to really have some fun and get to know yourself. And then that way you are able to share that with someone else. Because every relationship is about giving, right? Serving. And the more you have to give, the more blessings and more bounty comes into your own life. So if we are not receiving, it is because we are not giving. So give more.
Yeah. I think with this particular conversation, I think she feels like she's aiming too high with her desires. She says she only encounters potential guys or mates that she would not be attracted to. And she's only attracted to someone who she feels is unattainable.
I'm going to let somebody else take that.
Go ahead, Adam.
Well, I was going to say this really quickly. So actually, I'm going to let Essence answer that question. I'm going to give you my intuitive insight I picked up on her as far as it. What Essence, and that's a good question. What do we do regarding settling for or fearing not being attracted to potential energies that's coming to our relationship? How important is that? Is that even important, or should we overcome that, or do you have more information to share with us about that? That's a really universal good question.
There definitely is something there. So if you are not attracted to the people that are coming to you that are available, but then you are attracted to the people who are unavailable, there definitely is something there energetically. I can't really say what it is without knowing more, and maybe, Adam, that could be something you pick up for her. I don't know, but it definitely is something there energetically. And I'll just say from my part, I would always attract men who were taken, married, or still with their baby mamas for so many years. Like, that was – I always felt like, why can't I have my own man? And it was my abandonment issues that then attracted men who were unavailable, who would abandon me because I was not their first priority. They had another relationship to tend to. So it's usually, and then
I had known my boyfriend for years, but because I was still so enwrapped in my wounds and my abandonment issues, I could not see him as an ideal mate. I could not. I would refuse to, but as soon as I healed, I was able to see him in a different light, if that makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. Lots of sense to me. Well, Dee, what I picked up as you were talking about our friend, I don't know what her name is, but I was picking up that there's a lot of energy from her childhood about accepting herself and embracing and enjoying herself for who she is. And we, a lot of times we can't go back to our childhood, but we can do work there. But immediately, one of the first things I want to tell her to do is, one, I really would encourage her to speak to someone one-on-one, like an energy healer coach like Essence or a light worker coach like Christian Nicole. But the other thing I want to tell her to start doing right now, like right now, is she has to learn how to enjoy her life and how to enjoy herself. I got a really heavy energy. This is the person who's forgot how to enjoy themselves by themselves, enjoy themselves in their home, enjoy themselves in their day-to-day life. As hard as it may be, we all want a companionship, and Earth is better with another. But I got overwhelming energy that this individual has forgot how to just enjoy the goodness of Earth and forgot how to receive the blessings already there. And if they can somehow muster up the energy to begin to will themselves to just enjoy their own company, enjoy the blessings and enjoy the things that they've already got, they will quickly attract a mate that they feel very, very magnetic attraction for, both intellectually, spiritually, and physically.
Okay.
So hopefully they can hear me, and hopefully they're chatting to you, letting you know they heard us or not. They're probably cussing us out, but thank you, Dee, for holding down the chat room. Before we go tonight, we've already 10 minutes over, I would just like to get a summary from Christian Nicole Essence and Prophet DK, who was able to join us tonight, just on what would you like to leave our audience with regarding love, soulmate, and what one word or what one sentence or phrase you like to empower them with? We'll start with Prophet DK, work our way with Christian Nicole, and then we'll finish with Essence.
I guess what I really want to say is be open. There's a lot of new energy coming, especially with the solar eclipse coming tomorrow. Focus with your power of your intention on what it is that you want to manifest and what you want to let go, and just be open to the vastness of what the universe is really about to do and shift in the consciousness of everyone that's in the earth.
Amen. Christian Nicole.
Yes, I would like to leave you all with this. What you are seeking is seeking you. So whatever in other words, be the change you wish to see in the world, that thing that you want to so much to attract in your life, be it, and it will show up.
All right. Oh, and Sister D. Moore, how would you like to summarize tonight's conversation, and what would you like to share with the world?
Well, I enjoyed tonight's conversation. Of course, love and finding love is always one of the most popular topics ever of all time. Everyone wants to, you know, find someone and share their lives, share their experiences with. So I feel like the panel did a great job with, you know, just discussing some of their own personal insights with everyone. And I also am looking forward to the solar eclipse because I know, well, I've already been feeling the energy. You can feel a heightened sense of emotions during this time. But it also can signify the end of karmic cycles for some of us. And
yes, Lord.
If some of us, we know the patterns and the cycles we've been into for time and time again. So for a lot of those out there who feel like they're running into the same partner, if you've done the work and feel like you have learned from that karma and maybe did some things to correct it, that this could signify the end of it. So I'm excited about
yes.
that. Hopefully
yes.
Hopefully I'm in that group that will end maybe some of the, you know, karma affecting us. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, and Essence, finally, Essence, thank you so much for sharing your night with us. I know you were busy working on some stuff for your website, your coaching business. First of all, before you end, please tell everyone how they can contact you, what type of services you offer, and then leave us with a final thought.
All right. So EssenceTurner.com, and Essence is spelled just like the magazine, EssenceTurner.com, and just right on my homepage, I have a short master class that I created. It's called Bust Your Love Blocks in 20 Minutes or Less. And what this is if you can't figure out why you are attracting what you're attracting or where your soulmate is, it helps you to, it's a process that helps you identify the energy you're putting out. So if you're not sure the energy you're putting out, go do this. Just sign up, take this class, take this 20-minute class, and I am available for you. If you have any questions, just email me after you watch this. But I really think it's a powerful process. And if you go on the gifts page, I have I'll pull a card for you. I'll pull one of my chakra cards to see what might be blocking you. So that's also a gift that I have on my website as well. And just I'm like with Christian, the main, if you really want love, love yourself, become love, be what you want, hug your neighbor, be nice to the people at work, do random acts of kindness, be that thing that you want. You want love, be it, and you cannot help but attract it. Trust me, I know this to be true.
Wow.
That's it.
Wow. That was beautiful. Thank you, Christian Nicole. Thank you, Essence. Thank you, Dee. Thank you, Prophet BK. And thank all of you who share your Sunday evening with us. We'll be back on the Blog Talk Radio airwaves next Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back with our book reviews, our astrological report, our tutor reading, and our other special guest hosts. So, tell your friends, listen to the archives, share it, download it, upload it to your iTunes, and spread the word about the RYV broadcast. We are so happy that you decided to share your Sunday with us. We'll see you next Sunday.
RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. So many light workers here, you'd be glad you come. RYB, 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 we just spread the love. We get you so high, you don't need no drugs. RYB, we just spread the love, raising your vibration just like the sun. We get you so high.